second hour of the Officer Jack McElam program, and I'm just so thrilled to have Ernie from Virginia with us that first hour, folks, and giving us an update on what we need to do Monday morning. But it does no good, folks, if we don't take action, okay? My granddad used to make that statement, don't be the most educated person in the concentration camp, okay? Old granddad, he was a cowboy, a cowpuncher, and very seldom did he go to school, but he read the encyclopedia, and he read the dictionary, studied the encyclopedia, and was a very brilliant man, but had very little education himself. But he said, don't be the most educated person in the concentration camp. And folks, when Ernie comes on and gives us this information that's so vital to our survival, if we don't take action, we're going to be very sorry about it. Now, Psalms 94:16, I just want to drill that into your head. Psalms 94:16 tells us right from the lips of God himself what we're supposed to be doing, standing up against the evildoers, rising up against the workers of iniquity. And that's what we're doing when we call in to our elected things every Monday and tell them the way we feel about these bills that are treasonous and tyrannical bills, okay? And so if we don't do it, we should look our children in the face of our children and grandchildren and apologize them for putting them in slavery, because that's exactly where we're going to go if we don't take action against this treason and tyranny that's coming so rapidly upon our nation. Okay, folks, we're going to go to something else now. By the way, you can call in at this time if you'd like to on the second hour here. Oh, by the way, I just want to ask you to pray for Ernie. Pray for Ernie and his family, folks, for their protection and also for their safety and health, because they hate Ernie. They hate Capitol Hill Commando. The international criminal elite hate him because he's bringing us information that most of us would not know how to gain and gather, but it's been that Ernie has been involved with the government for so many years there in Washington, D.C., that he knows how to gather this information for it. So pray for Ernie, for his health, that he can continue to go forward and help the American people know what they should do to stop the treason and the tyranny going on. Yes, please say a prayer for Ernie and his family. Okay, let's go into Obama for a few minutes here, folks. Oh, Obama, I'm really surprised. I guess I'm not surprised that his Afrocentrism has not come out. It's absolutely unbelievable, folks. I'm looking at a report here, came across my desk here at our two police and military associations this week. And actually, it was yesterday that it came across my desk. And it's by Floyd and Mary Beth Brown. And it's called Obama's Disturbing Afrocentrism. And it is absolutely amazing, folks, that not only is Obama a communist, okay, and supports the communist programs. You remember last week, I think I told you, that in his new Houston office, in Houston, Texas office, if you walk through the front door, you see not a flag of America there, not the Texas flag, but the flag of communist Che Guevara hanging behind the desk of the person in charge of the Obama campaign. Now, communist Che Guevara was one of the best guerrilla warfare people for the communists that communists ever had. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Oscar Jack Nicklin program. And if you'd like to call in today, wait till I finish my Obamanation article on his Afrocentrism. And then call in, if you would, at 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. All right. I want to get into this a little bit here. It is not surprising that the international criminal elite, who are communists themselves, neocon Trotskyites, are hiding this from the American people. Barack Obama's church, the Trinity United Church of Christ in Chicago, which he has attended since 1991, has some very unique and disturbing ideas and beliefs. It is a self-proclaimed Afrocentric Christian church, which, folks, just between me and you, I have friends, black friends in Washington, D.C., that attend one of these Afrocentric churches in Washington, D.C., and they are not of Christ. You know, they do not teach the Bible, okay? They have their own religion. They call it Christian church so that it doesn't offend the community very much. Okay, but it's self-proclaimed, the church he goes to, self-proclaimed Afrocentric Christian church, which means its members embrace their connection with Africa, and its teachings are centered on all things African and African culture, not on Christ. This is the church where Obama converted to the Christian faith, allegedly, and it has now grown to over 5,000 members. The mainstream media have ignored discussing this important influence on the presumptive Democratic nominee. It definitely needs full examination. Afrocentrism beliefs place an emphasis on identifying African presence in the Bible. The church offers classes in Swahili, and it has youth programs for young men and women. Swahili words are Intonjane and Isathoth, as Swahili words for entering manhood and womanhood. Kwanzaa is their day of celebration in the year, the African-focused holiday created in the 1960s by a very, very evil criminal, black criminal, is observed by congregants along with the Thanksgiving Day service called Umamja Karamu. This special service tells the story of the black family starting from its West African origins to present day using drums, storytelling, and dancing. Trinity emphasizes the African roots of Christianity. You hear what I said, folks? The African roots of Christianity in its Bible classes. That is not in the Holy Bible, folks. For example, they like to use this, the story about the Ethiopian eunuch in Acts 8. Traditional African clothing is worn by the pastor and some members. Also, other African symbols such as the Pan-African flag are prominently displayed in the church. Nothing about Christ. Trips to Africa are regularly made by its members. The church's longtime pastor, Reverend Jeremiah Wright, once accompanied black supremacist Louis Farrakhan to Libya to meet Colonel Omar Gaddafi. Obama has himself traveled repeatedly to his father's homeland in Kenya and visited the communist leaders there. He has a brother still living in that conflict-riddled country. Obama has never spoken out during his campaign about the current crisis in Kenya, where over 700 lives have been lost, according to the government. Usually, folks, there's millions of lives lost, but the government lies about it, just like in the war against war against Iraq. The Iraqi people, led by our nation, we've had over 10,000 Americans killed. American soldiers killed, but our government lies about it. The Marxist opposition leader, Raoul Odinga, comes from the same tribe as Obama's late father. His older brother, Roy, a militant Muslim, supports Odinga. Odinga reportedly has joined forces with an extremist Islamic group that wants to oust the presently pro-Western government of Kenya that won the recent elections. While campaigning in New Hampshire, Obama took a call from Odinga. Well, doggone, they got it spelled different both ways. But I think it's Obinga, who claims to be his cousin and appears to have sided with him in the conflict against the West. When Obama joined Trinity United Church of Christ, he promised to uphold the church's black value system. This declaration is where members affirm their commitment to God, the black community, the black family, and the black work ethic, in addition to disavowing the pursuit of middle classness. They believe the competitive nature of white entrapment of black middle classness will cheat blacks of their African identity while keeping them captive to the white culture. Folks, this is communism. They're against middle class, the middle class. Eliminating the middle class is what communism is all about. So you have the super rich and the super poor, and that's what the international criminals that control America are doing today in America. Obama says this: I believe in the power of the African American religious tradition to spur social change. Obama claims. Not only that, he says he has questioned the idolatry of the free market because of his faith. He's a hardcore communist, folks, and He's going to have social change, all right, when he instills in the American system the African-American religious tradition. The Black Value System statement was written in the 1980s by church members. It means the members embrace things African above things American, says black political commentator Eric Rush, who also says this should be as alarming as a Republican presidential candidate belonging to the Aryan Brotherhood Church of Christ. And what he's talking about, Obama belonging to this Trinity Unity Church of Christ in Chicago. Wright, who married Obama and the preacher Wright, who married Obama and his wife Michelle and baptized their daughters, now serves as his spiritual advisor. Wright is radically Afrocentric. "We are an African people," Preacher Wright preaches, "and remain true to our native land and mother continent." But he goes further than that and has described the 9/11 attacks as a wake-up call to white America for ignoring the concerns of color people of color. And in one sermon, he shouted out, "Racism is how this country was founded and how this country still is run. We believe in white supremacy and black inferiority. Inferiority. I don't know if I'm saying that right or not. And believe it more than for, and we believe this more than we believe in God. And God has got to be sick of this." And the preacher Wright yelled out the word S-H-I-T. He says, "And God has got to be sick of this S-H-I-T. Obama's presidential campaign has tried to distance himself from Wright for the time of the candidacy. Last February, when Obama announced his run for the presidency, it revoked an earlier invitation to have Preacher Wright give the opening prayer at the event. The socialist beliefs of Barack Obama's church should be a major concern to voters because they are far out of the mainstream of American thought. Obama's connection to the militant opposition leader in Kenya to overthrow the Western government and his supporting militant Islamic groups trying to overthrow the U.S.-friendly government in that corner or country should be of great concern. Al-Qaeda would love to see the takeover of Kenya occur." Okay, folks, that's from Floyd and Mary Brown, Mary Beth Brown, okay? And I can't verify all this, but I do know black friends of mine that are involved in Washington, D.C., in black or African-centric church there, and they have nothing to do with God. Their God is different than the God of the Bible, even though they say they believe in God. Folks, Satan is a god. And witchcraft believes in a god. And snake handlers believe in a god. And the international criminal elite who are Satanists have their god too. All right? So then there's another article here sent over by Ernie from Virginia. Thank you, Ernie. He sent the other one over to me too, Obama's disturbing Afrocentrism. But the other one is Obama the Messiah? And if you want to see a picture of Obama standing there with the rays of the sun behind his head, they painted a picture of him looking like he's Christ returned. He's the Messiah. And I don't have time to read that one, folks, but you can go to that one for Jerome R. Corsi, C-O-R-S-I, Jerome R. Corsi at WorldNet Daily. And he wrote this: "Is this a messianic movement, a cult of personality, or just good old-fashioned politics?" And it talks about, is Barack Obama the Messiah? Okay. this Afrocentric religion, folks, may very well believe he is the Messiah for the black people. Okay? All right. By the way, the date of Jerome R. Corsi's article is Obama the Messiah is February 23, yesterday, 2008, at WorldNet Daily. Okay, I'll be right back, folks.
Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
The Perculite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perculite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perculite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perculite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Officer Jack McLam program, and I want to say that Hillary Clinton is a mass murderer. We know that at our police and military associations here and have known that for 20 years. She's the one that ran the Arkansas Mafia. Bill Clinton did not. He allowed Hillary to wear the pants in the family. He couldn't keep his up. And he was womanizing all the time, and Hillary, if you go to the lesbian website, you'll find out that she's a lesbian, okay? And the lesbians got really excited. I remember when Hillary became the first lady. Actually, she was the president of the United States, but we're not allowed to know that. And the lesbian website put out how they were so pleased to have someone, a lesbian, in the White House that they could F with. I won't use the term, of course, but that's what they said on their websites, that she was known in college as a womanizer herself. And but then she ran the Arkansas Mafia in Arkansas, and Larry Nichols, if he were on the show, could verify that, because he worked with Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton. they're at high levels in the Arkansas Mafia, and he says, and it is true, that Hitlery was involved in the mass murder of over 100 people there that discovered or were put out of the CIA, George H.W. Bush, Poppy Bush, and the Clinton family's drug-running operation there in Mena, Arkansas. And they had people killed when people would work for them there at the Mena, Arkansas CIA, Poppy Bush, Bush Sr., and the Clinton crime syndicate bringing drugs into the United States. And someone would leave there, they would kill them. They would execute them because they didn't want them going into a bar someplace and get drunk and start talking about what was going on in Mena, Arkansas. But they also killed hunters and children that had stumbled across their operation. And so Hillary Clinton, I could go into the details and all of this, folks. I know it very well because I was back to Arkansas 5 times investigating the execution of Sheriff Gene Matthews and Gordon Call on my own. I took 12 officers from 9 different states the first time I went there. And we investigated the crime scene and found out that both Gordon Call and Sheriff Gene Matthews were executed by federal officers there at the crime scene in Lawrence County, Virginia. And so I had a chance to meet with the medical doctor that was the cover-up artist for the Bush crime family of all these murders there in Mena, Arkansas, Dr. Fahmy Malik, the medical examiner for the state Arkansas. Okay, getting my states messed up here. I sat right across from Dr. Fahmy Malik, and as I used my police investigative techniques, I moved in close on him and to where I could put my hand on his leg and pat him on the arm as I asked him questions. That's a police tactic for police investigations, and I used this on Dr. Fahmy Malik. Now, his boss was sitting there right beside him, kept telling him not to answer the questions, don't answer the questions. But I had Dr. Fahmy Malik tied up in knots, and he was nervous and shaking as I proved to him that he lied on the autopsy report with Gordon Call and Sheriff Gene Matthews, saying that Sheriff Gene Matthews killed Gordon Call, and that he had probed and probed the head of the dead body of Gordon Call and finally pulled out the .41 caliber bullet out of his brain, and that was a lie because we found that the .38 caliber bullet was found at the crime scene right in the head of Gordon Call after they burned his body and tried to destroy his body by burning it. They couldn't do it because he was laying on a concrete floor. And the concrete floor absorbs the heat, and they couldn't burn up the body completely, even though they tried. They put mattresses on top of the body and poured coal oil on it, burned it, but they couldn't get rid of the body. So they had the body there. The federal government agents tried to burn it to pieces, but they couldn't. And here was that .38 caliber bullet shining in the lights as the fire went down, and they saw the body, and the police officers on the scene, a sergeant and a county deputy there, plucked the .38 caliber bullet out of the brain of that was showing at that time in the light, and they could see it was a .38 caliber round, and they handed it to person after person after person. About 4 police people held it, and it was a mushroom projectile that was shot in the brain of Gordon Call, and they so logged it like that in their police report. Everyone had to do a police report, and they logged it in. So Dr. Fahmy Malik was also lying about the execution of Sheriff Gene Matthews and Gordon Call at the crime scene. I'll be back and get back on to Hillary Clinton right after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, and I just want to say that let me get off this here and go to our callers. We do have callers on the line. But I just want to tell you once again, most of all of our listeners already know it, that the Huckster is a CFR man, and Hillary Clinton's a CFR person and Bilderberger person, and John McCain is a CFR person, and Obama is a CFR person also, controlled by the same people. So the only one we have that we can vote for is Ron Paul, that is on the side of the American people and on the side of God and the Constitution. But now let's go to George in Florida. Brother George, welcome to the program.
Hey, good afternoon, Jack.
Good.
Yes, you know, I'm reading on Walnut Daily, George Bush is saying, since my illegal wiretapping bill is not going to go through, that we might get attacked.
Right,
And that faulty intelligence.
He's got that all planned. He's got that all planned ahead of time.
So I would counteract saying, you know, what about securing the border?
Yeah.
You know,
he's not going to do that because he's got this North American Union all planned where there won't be any borders here as soon as he can get that through.
And, you know, the thing is, I've written some on Ron Paul War Room. I kind of see you know, the neoconservatives, the International Criminal League, I think really this time built their foundation on sand. And I don't really think you'll be able to get away with trying to nominate McCain at the Republican convention when you got this rising tide of opposition against him. And the thing is, I tell people, it's like, and it's like, we cannot afford another 4 years of a huckster, a McCain, or a Hillary, or Obama White House.
That's right.
We cannot afford it.
No, the nation will be gone, brother. Yeah.
And the thing is, we have to stand up. I mean, that's why Ron Paul people are becoming delegates. You know, because if you get nice signed delegates, we don't have to allow that nomination to go through.
That's right. That's right.
And, you know, it's, and the thing is, I call on people, keep praying, fasting, and also pray for John Statham Miller to have a speedy recovery. I know he hasn't been feeling well for a couple weeks now.
Oh, I didn't know that. John's not feeling well?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thank you for letting me know.
Yeah, and, you know, Jack, like I say, they built their foundation on sand. I see convention time, I really see it imploding.
Yeah.
I really think there's going to be a revolt on the convention floor where they're going to say, we're not taking your false choice. I really think there's going to be an election where God's going to give America the clear choice, Ron Paul or this establishment candidate.
That's right. Yes, brother, and you're absolutely right. It can't happen without the people themselves getting up and working for Ron Paul and helping Ron Paul, and it can't help without their prayers to Almighty God and their fasting, like you said. Thank you, George. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jack.
God bless you, brother. Yes, fast one day a week, folks, and pray to the Lord God that he will, if it is his wish, that Congressman Ron Paul will become our president, because we're in deep kimchi, as they say in the military, if one of the other four get in there, okay, because they're all identical to Boy George Bush. They're owned and controlled by the same people exactly, and our direction will not change at all going into the pits of this New World Order. Okay, let's go to Brother Kevin in New York. Kevin, welcome to the program.
Hello. Hello, Jack.
Hey. Yes.
You're talking about these communists?
Yeah.
They're, you know, I talk to people that come from all them foreign countries there,
uh-huh.
Eastern Bloc.
Yeah.
And they say that's all that's going on here, just communism.
That's right. They're right.
And these guys here are just going to fine-tune it more.
Yeah, that's right. They're puppets for the communist neocon Trotskyites that control the Republican Party and Democratic Party now, Kevin, as you know.
You know, and one more thing, and I'll let you go. You know how that the RBN has that Berkey water filter?
Yes.
Up here near me, there's an aluminum plant in Alcoa.
Uh-huh.
And years ago, they had to buy up the dairy farms because the dairy cattle started losing their teeth from that fluoride.
Yes, that's right.
Uh-huh. And it's fluorosis. And they would come around and buy individual cows, and then they just one. Later on, they came and bought the whole farm.
Right, yes. That fluoride is deadly, deadly rat poison, and also it muddles the brain to where people can't resist that they use during the communist days in Russia against the people, and the Nazis used it against the people of Germany. So very bad stuff, and we need to protest having that in our water all across this nation, Kevin.
And I believe it even has effect on the bones, too.
I believe it probably does. Very evil material. Very, very damaging material and deadly material. Thank you, Kevin.
All right.
Appreciate it, brother. Take care. Okay, we got John in Tennessee. Brother John, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Jack. Long time haven't talked to you.
Been a while, yes.
I've been busy on this end.
Well, good. Good.
I didn't want to rehash the stuff you went over with, but that organization of Obama is definitely communist, communist, communist.
Uh-huh. Yes, it is.
Have you seen where on February 14th in Texas that the Bush administration and some Canadian government officials have signed a little agreement where Canadian troops and U.S. troops can cross each other's borders to assist in emergency relief and help?
No, I didn't know that, but I'm not surprised.
Yeah, we're not going towards a one world or towards a North American Union here. Not at all.
Not at all, no. But the Mexican government military keeps coming across the southern border to help get the drugs in. I've had Border Patrol agents said they were shot at by 50 caliber weapons from the Mexican military when they tried to stop these drug vans full of drugs. And the military comes across the border and shoots with heavy, heavy-duty weapons at our Border Patrol that have their 38 pistols or 9-millimeter pistols, and that's about it, brother.
Yeah, and let's not forget that our special forces train their special forces.
That's right, yeah.
God, do I feel honored.
Oh, yeah.
Something has just got to be done. This is just getting too nuts. I mean, I'm just running out of words that I can say on the radio because I'm just at a frustrated point right now with all of this stuff.
Well, keep your powder dry, brother. I feel that if we don't win this nonviolently, which we're trying our best to do,
certainly,
that it's going to get violent and they're going to come for us to put us, those 50 million Americans in those Halliburton-built camps that they're building all across the country today.
Funny, I don't see a cell with my name on it, so I guess I'm not going, am I?
Oh, no, of course not, brother. You got a bad attitude, John, as far as the New World Order feels. You got a bad attitude.
Brother Jack, I love you. You take it easy.
God bless you, John.
God bless
Call
you.
Back again, too,
yes,
when
sir.
You can. Okay, Lord bless you, John.
Lord bless you.
Okay. Yeah, John's a fighter, folks, and I'm proud to know he's there. Kevin and George in Florida and Kevin in New York. Praise God. I'm just honored to serve with all of you activists out there, folks, that are trying to turn this around. You will definitely stand before the Lord one day, and so will I. And we want the Lord to look down at us and say, good and faithful servant, and not cast us into the pits of hell. As those Christians, it will happen to them that he says are lukewarm, that will not stand up and do what he said in Psalms 94:16 against the workers of iniquity and the evildoers. And that's what he calls the lukewarm Christians that he's going to spew out of his mouth. So we've got not only to think of our kids and grandkids that I look into the face of and tell them that I'll never stop fighting for freedom for them and against the Satan and his minions, but we also have to stand before the Lord one day and confess what we did do and what we did not do. John and who? Okay, another John in Tennessee. John in Tennessee, welcome to the program.
Hello, Jack.
Hey, brother. Welcome.
Well, thank you. RBN has been the place to be today. There's a lot of good information that's gone out over the airwaves. I wanted to let you know what's going on here in Tennessee. And
okay.
I brought it up on an earlier program this morning. The governor of Tennessee, Phil Bredesen, and his wife, who, you know, for some reason is her name is Angela Conti. Anyway, it's the wife of the governor, are determined to build a $19 million expansion to the gubernatorial mansion here in Tennessee. Now, the appraised value of this mansion, Jack, is $900,000, and they want to do a $19 million renovation.
Oh, my
God. An underground, Jack, so-called entertainment area.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
The people in Tennessee have nicknamed it Bredesen's Bunker. Now, I brought it up on a program earlier this morning at RBN. I wanted to know if there were any other states that had similar things going on. And someone called in. Arkansas has got one of these.
Uh-huh.
One of the people called in from out west somewhere, I guess, and said that Idaho has one or is in the process of doing it. That Sacramento, California's state government, has basically gone underground. And I talked to one of the people on RBN, Dr. Wynn Parker, who comes on before you. And I posed a question to him whether or not there was any truth to this, and he said basically that, you know, they're all going to be going underground. And I asked him whether or not Washington, D.C. was going to move west, and he said, yes, Colorado.
Uh-huh.
So, Jack, basically, what we're seeing happening is it's as though their end game has gone into a higher gear. Things are on the fast track.
Yes, I see it coming
very quickly.
Yeah.
And I'm trying, you know, I know that you're doing all you can, but, you know, I believe that we're almost fighting at this point a losing battle. And I'm not, don't misunderstand me. You know, God's word tells us not to grow weary in well-doing.
Right.
That we'll reap if we don't faint.
Uh-huh.
Brother, sometimes it gets hard to keep the stamina up and to keep the fight up.
Tell me about it, brother.
Especially when you see people sleeping.
Tell me about it, brother. I know, working 12, 14 hours a day for the last 28 years here. I'll tell you, as a volunteer, it's tough to keep going, but I see that we're not going to have much longer, John, to find out if we win or they lose. It won't be much longer, brother. We've got to fight this way. We may have to fight in another way soon, but our nonviolent redress of our grievances is about to come to an end, especially if we get any of those puppets of the New World Order in there as president, we don't get Ron Paul in.
Well, let me lay something on you here that I've been, and you know, I know that this isn't, you know, a Bible study, but you know that I'm a Christian.
Yes.
So I look at Barack Obama, and according to God's word, Jack, the man of sin is not going to be revealed, you know, until certain things happen.
Uh-huh.
But if you look at Barack Obama, he has got an atheist as a mother, a Muslim extremist as a father. He was educated in a Muslim school. He was educated in a private Catholic school in Hawaii. He calls himself a Christian from this liberal Church of Christ or whatever it is Trinity Church of Christ, who gave a Lifetime Achievement Award to Louis Farrakhan. The first thing he wants to do when he becomes president is to sit down and talk to the Muslim nations and work this out peacefully.
Yeah.
Now, Jack, if that is not a picture of the Antichrist, I don't know what it is. You know, I'm not saying that I know, and I can't say with any certainty, but I can say he sure is a people-pleasing person for those that aren't believing and trusting in God's word. He's everything to everybody. He fits the mold perfectly.
Uh-huh.
And
for the Christians.
to the Christians he does. And like God's word says, that he will be so convincing that here's some key words, that if it were possible, even the elect would be deceived. I don't believe it is possible. I believe that the Holy Spirit will give the knowledge.
It's been possible with boy George Bush cussing and saying the F word every day there in the White House and flipping people off in the White House.
Something.
And yet all he's got to do to tell the Christians is, I'm a Christian.
But here's
and I
the
love
thing,
the Lord,
Jack, maybe,
and they just
maybe
go right to sleep, John. They go right to sleep, maybe, and they're still asleep today.
Maybe there's people that consider themselves to be Christians. They have the knowledge in the head, but the head knowledge never made it to the heart knowledge. Maybe these people that believe that they're Christians never really got the full dose. You know, maybe.
Yeah, that's for sure.
I mean, well, it is, and I'm sorry to say it. I can't judge people. I wouldn't even dare to.
Well,
the one that I can be concerned with is me. You know, how is John going to fare when he stands before God?
That's right.
But we can see these things, and we can be watchmen on the wall, and we can do everything we can to try and prevent this. But the truth of the matter, Jack, is that when it really comes down to it, God turns the heads of our leaders. Yes, we're supposed to stand and fight and stand against it. But this stuff is, if God's word is true and we know it is and it's going to come into fulfillment, then certain things are going to happen. You know, and Jack and John and the others on RBN and those that have called into your program, they're fighting the fight. But according to 2 Chronicles 7:14, that it takes his people
That's right.
humbling themselves
All by his
and
name.
Seeking his face and doing what he says. You know, it can't, I believe it's going to take possibly the entire church to get down on their knees.
Well, now, but it's still going to happen. John. Praise God, John, it's never required. The Lord's never required that in the Bible. He always had the minority that would stand for him, and he would side with the people again.
And I understand.
He never required 100%, and so I'm praying that he doesn't require 100% now, because indeed, John, more people are waking up all the time.
Okay, and here's the key. Unfortunately, in America today, the church is a minority.
That's right.
The real church, not the church buildings.
That's
not
right.
The people that say they're Christians.
Not the religion of Christ, but the
right.
Faith of Christ is
we
the
are
minority.
A minority. We're in the day when evil is called good and good is called evil.
Thank you, John. God bless you, brother. You're right on target. God bless you. Take care. Keep your powder dry. Okay, folks, we'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children, and for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Okay, folks, we don't have a lot of time, and we've got one more caller on the line, our brother Ron in Oklahoma. Ron, go right ahead, brother.
Jack, I'll try to make this fast. There are several things I wanted to hit, but one thing I'll say right up front, these Bible thumpers need to get off their dead asses and their knees and stand up, get their backs up, and start doing something and start getting the word out. Praying didn't save the Jews from Hitler's Holocaust, and it will not save the Christians from George Bush's Nazi Holocaust.
These Bibles, right. Amen to that, brother.
Bibles and pick up a copy of The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich, A History of Nazi Germany by William L. Shirer. AP correspondent in Europe in the 20s, 30s, 40s, dug through Nazi archives for 10 years after the war, wrote that book. They will see what is going on now. They need to put that Bible down and start looking at the here and now, the real world. They'll understand what's going on. We are in the midst of Nazism, Jack.
Yes, we are, brother, for sure.
And they
but
need
the
to
problem
start
is, most Christians, today, most Christians today haven't picked up a Bible. They carry one to church, and then the minister tells them, interprets everything for them, and they don't know the truth that's in the Scriptures.
They need to read some history.
Yes.
Philosophy Kantiana.
That's right. They need history,
too. Those who fail to learn from history are doomed to repeat it.
Amen.
We are repeating what happened in Nazi Germany, Jack.
Yes.
These Bush people have read the book. They know. They know history. They're using it against us.
They sure do.
And also, Jack, you guys need to put together a search and rescue party and find Terry Anderson. We need him back live on Republic really bad.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And
I didn't know he wasn't on it anymore. I work 14 hours a day as a volunteer. What'd you say?
All we're getting are reruns on Sunday night at 11 p.m. Central Time on RBN.
Oh, yeah?
We really need him.
Huh. I didn't know that.
Huh.
Is he okay? Does anybody know if he's okay or not?
I have emailed him, written him. We haven't been able to get any answers. I have no idea. That's why I say you guys up there at your police and military association need to put together a search and rescue party.
Okay.
Yeah, what's going on? This man is really important to this illegal immigration issue, alien invaders.
Yes.
For those who don't know Terry Anderson, this is a guy, black guy, who really missed his calling. He should have been a Baptist preacher. He is
a real one, not a phony one. Yeah.
And he really gets the word out. He is committed. But also, Jack, here in Oklahoma, Oklahoma State representative has, by the name of Sky McNeil, Republican Bristow, has co-authored House Bill 3059, and which would make any person arrested on a felony complaint forced to provide a DNA sample to law enforcement. And being a cop yourself, you know this can be used to frame somebody.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's like this ammo encoding bill that is in the Congress right now and in the Senate, House Bill 4269 and House Bill 4349 is the same way, brother. If they get that encoding on the bottom of those shells, on the shells, and you buy them and they're coded in your name and somebody steals your gun and goes shoot somebody, you're going to hang for it. Same way. Okay, brother. Hey, thank you so much for calling in today, folks. Ron in Oklahoma, thank you, brother. I think a lot of good points. God bless you, folks. Keep on fighting. Keep fighting. God says do not tire. He's always with us, folks. Be strong and of good courage, he says. Fear not, because he always goes with us. Lord bless you. Have a great week. And don't forget the prayers, folks. Please pray that we can turn this thing around and that God, if it's his will, that Congressman Ron Paul will become our president. And pray for the safety of Ron Paul and his...
With